Enjoyed that good choir singing. It's always good. Good to hear people sing, know what they're singing about. And I tell you what, I'm thankful to see somebody's moved to the altar this morning and get that they need. And the Lord will send something by for the rest of us for what we need. Hopefully this morning we desire your prayers. Before I read the scripture this morning, it has brought my attention, and might not seem like a lot to you, but I know a lot of times, you know, we talk about taking everything to the Lord in prayers, small and great, little or big. God likes to help us with the little things just like he does the big things. We'll take them to him this morning. And Sister Bonnie, since Billy had went on to be with the Lord, I guess one of the main things that she still had that was part of Brother Billy was their little dog. And the dog died. Somebody brought my attention this week. No, she wasn't able to travel down and see her mama a lot because of having to take care of the dog and things like that. And so she's not here this morning, so there's a good chance she traveled down by herself. And so I'd like for you to pray for her and pray the Lord to give her safe traveling there and back if she went. And if she's not, wherever she's at, I know she could use our prayers. Amen. And so I want you to keep that in mind. I want you to take the Word of God, turn with us over to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. Book of Hebrews, chapter 11. I'm not trying to pick up where I left off the other night, but the Lord just showed me something else on a different person, and so we're going to follow the Lord with that. And I appreciate each one of you being here this morning. Appreciate every member, every visitor. I won't say nothing else about it, I don't guess. I might say something tonight. I won't promise you I'm not going to say anything. But if you'll do your best to push yourself to come to revival, I promise you when you leave here, you'll be closer to the Lord than you was when you come. If you can't come, God knows that. If you're hindered, God knows that. If you can be here and you don't come, God knows that. It ain't going to affect you, Pastor. I'm going to be here. Unless something hinders me. I might be in the hospital Wednesday. Could be dead Friday. We don't know what tomorrow holds. But if I'm healthy and I'm able, I'll be here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Some of us think the evangelist's going to be here every night. The Lord showed me a few years ago, I've always just expected the evangelist to be here every night, Brother Darrell. And Tracy had to go to the hospital Monday night, and Sammy called me at 5 o'clock and said, we're not going to be there tonight. You talking about a preacher praying real hard for 2.5 hours. I was like, Lord, what are we doing tonight? What's going on? And then Brother Clinton got sick and had to cancel the whole week. First time that's ever happened at any church I've been a member of, pastor, or anything. And so I'm just putting my faith and trust in the Lord that I'm going to be here, you're going to be here, and the evangelist is going to be here. And if we'll do that, he'll do his part. God's going to do his part. And so I want us to try to do our part to back Brother Alton, first of all, he's coming to help our church. And he can't help us if we're not here. And he's not coming to help the building, he's coming to help the people. And the Lord's going to give him things that need to be preached and said. And I'm going to tell him like I tell every other man when he steps in this pulpit or podium, whatever you want to call it. He has the liberty to say anything here that God impresses him to say just like he did at his own church. And if I don't like it and you don't like it, we just need to get right and pray about it. All of us. Maybe something for me this week. And I'm sure there will be. And there'll be something for you. So I want us to try our best to be here. If something happens and you just absolutely cannot be here, please remember us in prayer. Could be your child, somebody you've taught in Sunday school, somebody that you sit beside in church that needs a touch from the Lord. And just because you ain't here don't mean you can't pray for the meeting. Amen. I want us to stand for the reading of God's Word. Hebrews chapter 11. I want to start reading in verse 24. Chapter 11 of the book of Hebrews, verse 24. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who was invisible. And I believe that'd be all that we read this morning. You can be seated. I'd like to go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you again this morning, thanking you, Lord, for your blessings. Thank you, Lord, for Sunday school. We thank you, Lord, for the 11 o'clock hour and what we've been able to feel. Thank you, Lord, for the songs of Zion. We thank you, Lord, for a good choir and good special songs that's been sung. God, you know the prayer requests that come forth this morning, the different hearts that needs to be touched. Lord, I pray you touch that 19-year-old boy and his family, Big Brother Tony and Sister Charlene. I pray, God, you'd be with Sister Bonnie. I pray, Lord, you'd be with Sister Vicky. And all the other requests, Lord, that I know of throughout this building today, Lord, that's been mentioned in days gone by, Lord, you still know those that need a touch and things that's going on in all of our lives. I pray, God, you'd help us this morning get ourselves out of the way. Use us, Lord, to feed your people. I pray, God, we'd be challenged and pushed and prodded, Lord, to do that you'd have for us to do. Where is our faith? I think about the disciples, Lord, when you said, oh, ye have little faith, yet they was your closest followers. So, Lord, I know we can get low on faith sometimes. I pray, God, you'd help us today. The Bible said, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Lord, I pray you'd help us preach in a way today our faith to be strengthened and built up. That when we don't understand things and things that are going on, we can trust you with our faith. Lord, that you know what's best, even when we don't see the outcome. I pray, God, you'd help us keep our marks short as you'd have them, not to add anything to it that you wouldn't have us to say. God, I pray, Lord, you'd bless Brother Alton this morning, tonight, Lord, if he stands. Strengthen his body this week and his throat and everything else that's needed, Lord, in the revival. You know what we need. Pray, Lord, you to keep Satan from hindering him and his thoughts clear and pure. Lord, that you just get a hold of him in a mighty way, Lord, and let heaven come down every night. Lord, anything's accomplished, me knowing him and myself, Lord, we won't take any of the credit. But Lord, we'll magnify your name. We'll praise you, Lord, for everything that's accomplished, Lord, today and this week, because it's all because of what Jesus did at Calvary. And we ask these things today in your precious and holy name. Amen and amen. I want to stay focused this morning on this thought in verse 27. By faith he forsook Egypt. That's the part that keeps sticking out in my mind. By faith, he forsook Egypt. If you back up in the verses before, it said he esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. A lot of people don't know much about Egypt, but Egypt back in the Bible days was what everybody looked to be the pinnacle. It was where the palaces was at. It was where the homes was at, where the curtains was in them. It was where people had servants and people ate fine meals, if you'd have it, and feasted upon meat and all these things. I remember when the children of Israel, the Bible said when they was in the wilderness wandering around, they got to a point at one time where they missed the melons and all the eating that they was doing in Egypt, because Egypt was considered the best that the world had to offer in that day. Amen. Then we think about the position of Moses. He was in a leadership position, possibly in next to line to be the king. Ever since the time he'd come out of the river, Brother Troy, he was taken from the water by Pharaoh's sister there. And he was raised in palaces and he was taught things, an educated man. And God had been good to him. He even allowed his mother to come back and to raise him and to pay her for raising her own son. Amen. Ain't that good, Brother EJ? And God would pay us to take care of our own children. And that's what happened in Moses' life. And yet he was a leader. He was looked at as a prince and a god. Amen. He had authority. He could say something that happened. Amen. And God has blessed some of us that have been in a position of authority. Amen. But he forsook Egypt. Why would a man leave a position of authority to go back to be a slave? Why would a man leave palaces and a good bed to sleep in a tent? Why would a man leave the table where they was fixings of all the goods and a wander in the wilderness and wonder what they're going to drink next and what they're going to eat next? I'll tell you why he did it. He did it by faith. He had enough faith in what he had saw through the Lord Jesus Christ and through God us working, praise the Lord, that it was going to be better to go with the children of Israel than to stay in Egypt. Amen. You know what caused me to come to the altar of repentance and get saved? I got to the point that I had enough faith it'd be better to go with the Lord than to stay in the world. That was a weak amen this morning. Maybe some of you need to go back to the world for a little bit and see how bad it was. Amen. I'm glad I forsook the world. The world's a picture of Egypt. In the world you can be rich. If you want to do things right, you can go up in status and you can get in positions of power. Amen. All the politicians are after power. They want to be in charge. They want their names in bold lies. Amen. Moses could have had that, yet he chose God instead of Egypt. Amen. Somebody this morning needs to forsake Egypt, forsake the world, and choose the Lord by faith. Amen. Oh, he forsook Egypt. You know what the Bible said? There in what we read, it said he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Amen. You know what that means? He chose God's children instead of the devil's children. Now you can believe this or not, but they ain't but two families you can be part of. And Jesus said in one place, he said, you're of your father Satan. Amen. Everybody, some of the politicians wants us to think that we're all God's children. That's not so. Everybody in this world's not going to heaven. Everybody's not saved. Praise the Lord. If you're going to heaven, you better forsake this world and choose the Lord. Amen. Oh, he said he chose rather to suffer affliction than enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Brother Mallory, affliction or pleasure? Most people in our day would choose pleasure over affliction. Amen. There's preachers that are choosing pleasure over affliction. They don't want the afflictions of standing for what's right against the homosexual community. They don't want the affliction of preaching against alcohol and people shacking up in the day we live. You know why? They want the check. It gives them the pleasure of flying around in a jet and having a nice car and having a nice home. But friend, when Jesus comes, they ain't going to take a jet with them, and the car will be burned up and the house will be burned up. They wish they'd have forsook Egypt. Amen. I'm going to tell you something this morning. I'm not going to regret one bit that I chose Jesus over this world when it comes to an end. Amen. I might have to rent from this day forward, but I'd rather rent and live in somebody else's house and preach for Jesus than somebody give me a $300,000 home today and tell me all I had to do was quit preaching. Amen. Oh, Brother Jeff, the affliction. No, we don't like the affliction. Amen. No, we don't like having nothing to eat when we're wandering around in the wilderness. Brother Troy, no, I don't like living from week to week and paycheck to paycheck. I got up this morning. Some of you might not even have noticed. I got up in one of the nicest looking suits I got. Had two or three little pinholes in them. And I thought maybe somebody would think that's part of the design. And I thought, yo, oh, devil, you rascal. Had everything laid out and looking good. But you know what? I thought even if somebody said something, I'd rather have a suit had a few holes in it. Amen. And on my way to church than to have a $3,000 suit and on my way to a business meeting to do somebody wrong. He forsook Egypt. Are we forsaking Egypt? I remember people used to use their vacation time to go to revival. Not anymore. We're too busy. Well, Brother Jeff, you used to play sports. You're exactly right, I did. But you can ask my mama, Brother Mallory. When we was in revival, Jeff Clark didn't wrestle. Jeff Clark didn't play baseball. Jeff Clark didn't go to football practice. Jeff Clark went to church. I'll never forget this years ago. It touched a lot of people and a lot of people got mad. But Russell Jolly went to Wimberley Hills out in Rockmart to preach revival. And on Friday night, he bragged on them kids because they was 8 cheerleaders and like 12 football players that played for Rockmart. It didn't go their Friday night football game. Amen. To be at revival. Amen. And we had revival and people shouted and God bless. I believe he honored their dedication to the Lord. Amen. They forsook Egypt for the Lord. Amen. Amen, Brother Jeff, preach on. It gets quite like that, and it's the truth. I'll amen myself. It's all right. I'll save you the heartache of saying I agree with the preacher. Well, it's just so hard we get home so late when we're in revival. Some of you go to Walmart at 11 o'clock this week, and it don't bother you. They call a special practice, that won't bother you. You'll shift all your schedule around. Amen. If the game's been rained out and they reschedule this week, you're just going to make it happen. This is all of us. This is not pointed to one or two. Brother Brandon's a fireman. One of the firemen could call in. That'd be a reason he'd have to work. Something could blow up. Brother Alton's in. Works for EMC. There's a chance he'd have to work late. A storm could come in this week. And I understand that. But are we truly forsaking Egypt for the Lord? Amen. We want God to do stuff for us. Sometimes we don't want to do just our little part to do for him. Boy, I tell you, I got stirred up and I thought about this second part to this. Said by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. He took no thought on what Pharaoh was going to do when he decided to choose the children of Israel over Egypt. He didn't know if he was going to have his head took off, but he still chose the children of Israel. He didn't know if he'd spend the rest of his days in prison, but he still chose the children of Israel. Oh, this second verse has been one for years. It's touched my heart.
He said, for he endured. You know, Paul told Timothy, he said, endure the hardness as a good soldier. People can say that the ways of a transgressor is hard. There's Bible for that. But it ain't always easy to be a Christian, amen. It ain't easy to go to church all the time. It ain't easy to go with a choir and sing. It's not easy to forsake the world for revival, amen. Ah, but we want to see him who's invisible. Brother Jeff, you ever seen God? Yes, I have. Not in the way that you think. Because God is invisible. The Bible said God is a spirit. And if we worship him, we must worship him in spirit and in truth. Sometimes I wonder of the outward emotions if we're as spiritual on the inside as we are on the outside. He don't care how much we move around on the outside. He only gets excited if we're in the spirit. Has anybody ever seen the wind? It don't matter if the wind's blowing 5 miles an hour or 30 miles an hour. I've never seen it. But I've seen what the wind can do. I felt the wind blow my coat. I felt the wind throw my hair to the other side that it wasn't parted. Brother Tony, you felt the wind go across your head. Right. Amen. When there wasn't no hair for it to blow. Praise the Lord. I want you to know something this morning. Praise the Lord. Even though I can't see the wind, don't mean the wind don't have an effect on me and those around me. Amen. I remember one of the men looked up and he said, I'm going to wait, Lord, until I see the rustling of the bulberry tree. That just went whew, over somebody's head. He was wanting to know, God, do you want me to go? And all of a sudden the tree started rustling around. The old mulberry tree. And they went. It'd be good for some of us to get our feathers ruffled this week. Every once in a while, I like when somebody tells the truth. No, mama get her hair stood up on the edge and say, boy, she ruffled my feathers. I almost said something to her. You know, sometimes we got to ruffle our feathers to get to be a better mama or a better daddy or a better worker. I don't like getting in trouble at work. Every once in a while, I need somebody to say, come on, Jeff. Need to pick it up a little bit. I might get a little bit mad, but sometimes I get more done, amen. Everybody wants to come to church and hear the preacher talk about how good of a church we got, how good of a choir we got, how good we living. That ain't revival. Revival's having something stirred up within you. It's almost dead. Amen. Being revived, brought back. Amen. A shout that's been gone for a while. And you get to shout again. Tears that's been cut off. And you get to cry again. Praise the Lord. It'll cause a piano player to run a couple extra keys on the piano. That's what revival will do. Amen. Boy, America needs revival, don't it? I'll tell you something, if you're going to get a good glimpse of the Lord, you're going to have to forsake Egypt. What about my favorite television show that's coming on Thursday night? See, that used to be an excuse. Somebody's fixing to get mad at me now. Now you can TiVo it. Everybody's listening over the internet already knows. You stuff, you missed church, you didn't get to hear the preacher preach. Now you can tune in over the internet. I ain't going to lie to you, I've always loved sports, but I would never miss church to watch a Super Bowl. And for 24 years, I never have, Brother Darrell. But you know what me and you always did? We start watching in the third quarter. I ain't like it neither. You know what I get to do now when I get home Sunday night, whether somebody's getting saved and I get home at 1 in the morning or 9 o'clock at night, I get to hit a play button and we start at the beginning of the game. Amen. Hey, you can say, well, I don't mind. I'll watch it on Monday. That's fine too. I might watch it on Tuesday. Amen. I'm going to work it around things that are more important. It don't matter to me who wins that ball game. It does matter to me if you get saved or not. Amen. What matters to you? Are we wrapped up too much in the things of Egypt that we ain't chose to help the children of Israel pack everything up because she's leaving? You know what the Bible said? The children of Israel left out with a high hand. Sounds good, don't it? Their high hand was they still didn't have nothing to eat. You ever thought about that? They didn't leave out there with pork chops and steak. They left out there with the necessities. I want you to know something. The necessities at that point in time was a high hand for the people that had been in slavery for so many years that had nothing except a whip on their back. Some of them never had a shirt. But when they left Egypt, they had a nice shirt that they had borrowed from their neighbor. Some of them never had shoes, but they had shoes. And not only did some Egyptian let them borrow their shoes, hold your seats, I don't want everybody to get too excited right here, but God let them shoes last for the whole 40 years when they wandered in the wilderness. I wonder how tough that cow really was. That them sandals was made out of. Praise the Lord. Not that tough. I tell you what, it was a blessing of the Lord. Amen. God had blessed their shoes. God had blessed their clothing. God had blessed the children of Israel because they chose to stay with God instead of bow to the Egyptians. Amen. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They said whether God delivers or not, we know not. But I do know one thing. I'm not going to bow down to you when you play your little dulcimer. When the music's corded up, I'm not going to get down on my knees to you. Said whether or not he delivers us not, we know not. But God is able to deliver us out of your hand. What happened right there? Sister April, they put their faith that God was able to deliver them from the king. Amen. They went into a fiery furnace, Bryce, and came out and didn't even smell like smoke. Somebody's here this morning. I can already hear it under the. We was talking about this morning Sunday school about saying something under your breath. I'm glad God knows our thoughts. There's somebody here this morning going, yeah, right. Didn't even smell like smoke. Oh, yeah, little faith.
Yeah. Amen.
A God that can speak the moon and the sun in existence, that can say waters part from one another, and a God that can make all things, can't keep smoke off of three little boys. God help us.
Amen.
We're serving a God, there's nothing impossible. You might say, well, you better be careful and you better listen real close to what I'm telling you. Well, if I didn't have to work this week, I'd be at revival. God can fix that for you. You might not have a job in the morning. Well, if I just had something to wear, you better be careful. Somebody might bring you some clothes in the morning. Don't make a promise you ain't going to keep. See, there is nothing that God cannot take care of. Well, I tell you, I'm having a good time with this. I don't know. Maybe it's not as good listening as it is speaking this. He forsook Egypt. That's what's, boy, it's just embedded in me this morning. He forsook Egypt. What does Egypt consist of then, Brother Jeff? The Bible said in one place, Jesus said, there has none left father or mother, brother or sister for my sake that will not be given back to them in hundreds of folds. Is that right? We really haven't forsaken as much for the Lord as we think we have. We think we're doing God a favor by coming to church on Sunday. It's for your benefit, not His. When we forgive somebody, y'all was talking about forgiveness in Sunday school. It's not to help that other person not be mad at you anymore so you can sleep. Amen. Amen. When we come to the altar and we think we're praying for others, it's just as important that we pray that somebody else is prayed for. Amen. That we forsook Egypt. I want to ask you a question. Have you forsaken Egypt? Are you with us? Are you going out with a high hand with us, or are you waving with a high hand as we're leaving? I'm going to tell you something. Ain't a person in this room that I don't love so much. I feel like Moses. I'd lay down my life for everyone. I'd do anything I could to help you. But when it comes down to going to glory, this old boy's going to leave you here because I'm going whether you go or not. I believe my mama's going, but if she wasn't going, I'd still want to go. I believe my grandmother's going, and there'd been no doubt in my mind, but if she decided she didn't want to go, I still want to go. If my wife didn't want to go, I still want to go. If my children don't want to go, I want to go. If everybody in this building don't want to go, your pastor wants to go. But if all of you want to go, I want to go with you, amen. I don't want Egypt. I want heaven, amen. What's better than Egypt? I'll tell you what is. Heaven is. Nobody's seen more splendor than Egypt. And I'm about done here. The pyramids and the houses and the homes. But you ready? No Egyptian had a street of gold. No Egyptian had gates of pearl. There was no walls of jasper in any house in Egypt. Guess what else happened in Egypt? People died. But where I'm going, nobody else is ever going to die. In Egypt, there was pestilence and wars and rumors of wars. But where I'm going, there's going to be no more fighting. And no pestilence and no sickness. Boy, that ought to get you excited. Y'all a little quiet this morning. I used to like them, hear them sing that song. I've been on my way to heaven for a long, long time. Many things have happened. It's clouded up my mind. Sometimes I think we're a little cloudy. Amen. But I am more determined to walk the narrow way because I've got more to go to heaven for than I had yesterday. Is that true? Some of your loved ones is already there waiting on you. You got more in heaven today than you did yesterday? If we're going to get there, we're going to have to forsake Egypt. They couldn't go to Canaan land and stay in Egypt. And that's what I'm preaching this morning. You got to decide. Do you want to stay in Egypt? Or you want to go with us to Canaan? You can't have both. Come give verse a song.